One, two, three, four.
Welcome to the Steampunk Family Podcast. Meanwhile, back in the lab, we have episode 7 of the Von Hedwig family's Voyage to Antarctica, in which parents confer. Madame Von Hedwig swept into her husband's laboratory after dinner. Good evening, Ulrich. The lab assistant clicked his heels and nodded to her, but did not stop writing. He was taking dictation at a furious pace, the nib of his pen a blur against the paper.
Haphazard course and random duration of the high potential energy. Manufactured ball lightning will imminently destroy either the steam turbine, the lightning generator, or the hydrogen envelope. It is these same issues that currently make ball lightning an unacceptable, but perhaps an excellent, temporary deterrent. Hello, my darling, one moment, please. In all modesty, I must credit the work of Mr. Faraday for a leap in my research on this subject. Without his work, I never would have... She amused herself with a Tesla coil until Herr von Hedwig's stream of consciousness ran dry. Thank you, Ulrich. We'll see if any of that makes sense tomorrow.
Dearest, his wife began, do you know what the children are up to? He frowned, as though endeavoring to recall any children. Madame waited for his great brain to switch gears.
Yes, he exclaimed. Philomena is developing a flying apparatus. Claire is momentarily intrigued by geology. Adolphus, although primarily interested in gear work, is keen on finding a way to dematerialize vegetables from his plate without our noticing. The twins are making rocket skates, and Gerhard is working on some sort of weapon.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, she murmured.
Why should it?
No reason, my love. The twins were not working on rocket skates today.
Good. I want to prop a mattress at either end of the passageway before they test them.
An excellent idea. But today they were looking out the windows with me. He frowned, thinking.
Yes, they were. What are they up to?
I was hoping you would know. Ah, well, time will tell.
You know, my dear, there was something I wanted to show you. Ulrich, where are those newspapers?
The lanky lab assistant replaced the equipment he had been cleaning and approached with a stack of yellowed sheets in many languages.
Here, mein Herr. Thank you.
Herr von Hedwig riffled through the pile.
It was in a British paper out of Hong Kong. Otto gave me all these when we stopped by Qingdao. Thought I'd like to catch up with the world after our time in the jungle. Ah, here it is.
He pulled out a copy of the China Steam Press and offered it to his wife.
Bottom of the page there.
Do you know the fellow?
Madame saw the headline, Italian Mounts Himalayan Expedition, and drew in a sharp breath. She read on, bright blue eyes skimming the page.
Count Aniston Emilio Montesanto reports that preparations are complete for his voyage of discovery to the remote valleys of the Himalayan mountain range. The renowned botanist believes hundreds, possibly thousands, of unknown species await discovery there. Famous for his development of Arancio di Agente and interest in improving agricultural production, Montesanto anticipates that he will be in the region some months.
"I shall not return until I have unlocked the mysteries of Shangri-La," the Count said.
"Ooh, that's just like him," Madame said. "A press release. A police report would be more appropriate. He's an out-and-out bounder."
"What is this Arancio di Agente?"
"A defoliant fungus. Takes all the leaves off all the plants in its path. Always spreads south. Clever, I suppose, but completely ill-conceived. The French government in Haiti wanted to clear some forest to make way for sugarcane. They bought this fungus from Montesanto and treated 20 acres of trees in the north of the island.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. It moved south and stripped the entire island of plant life. No one can survive there now. There's not a living thing on the island. Only the zombies shambling through the dust.
Bounder, indeed. Is he to blame for those zombies? Herr von Hedwig asked.
I don't believe so. I think they were created and controlled by the voodoon priests of that country, and abandoned with the island. Poor wretched things.
Montesanto. I thought I knew the name. Isn't he the fellow who made himself unpleasant to you at the Grand
exhibition in Moscow. Slanderous cur! Science will not be led by apron strings. I was never more furious in all my life. I could have scratched his eyes out.
You very nearly did, her husband recalled.
Nonsense! The Acrimonious Ampelopsis aconitifolia is a rare plant, but a real botanist would have known what to do with it, instead of letting it get a hold of his head like that.
She smiled at the memory.
His insults to me are unpleasant, of course, but science is no stranger to controversy. If he were merely ungentlemanly, I would ignore him. No, my love, he is dangerous, unethical. He twists the bounties of nature to serve his own ends. If he had his way, the crops of the world would feed his purse, not the mouths of the hungry. How I despise him! I hope we won't run into him while we're here.
Herr von Hedwig ran his hand over the prototype ball lightning generator resting on a workbench. Oh, I don't know. He might be useful in my research.
That would be the only way he might improve the condition of the planet, Madame replied. This is Hera von Hedwig. You may read more of our adventures on steampunkfamily.com. Today's episode of the Steampunk Family Podcast has been brought to you by the Boiler Monkeys Union, who reminds you to keep your workspace tidy. There is a time and a place for flinging poo. After all...